Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. This is another wonderful program. This is Friday, 4/1/2001. So let's talk about everybody going to church here this Sunday. So that's a must, you know, to be saved. You know, actually, it's April Fool's Day, so we don't need to do that. But plus, you don't want to get hooked up on another fish line that you can't get away from. So here we go. Let's do some clearing for the week here. So here we go. So think of an emotional situation, a trauma or something that you dealt with. It can also be physical pain. So we'll first do one for emotional stuff. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. And physical pain that you may have experienced throughout the week here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a clearing for loneliness to see if you feel lonely. You know, it'll come up if you feel the energy. This would be for the last month. For this would be for the month of March. Here we go. Loneliness for the month of March to release so as you can have a nice April. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's do another a clearing here. And we'll go to the light ship tonight. This will work only for the people who are listening live tonight. And this is for a birthday party for everybody who has a birthday in April. So we're going up right now, going into the food court, and this is where you're able to select a cake of your choice here, what they make on the light ship. Remember, it's just a very, very small portion, about the size of a pencil eraser. And so, you know, you might want to get a magnifying glass so it looks really big to you. So as you look at it, you can see the layers of cake or whatever. And they'll put some ice cream on it. And here we go. So we all sing happy birthday to each other. And that's it. Yep, it's your birthday. And let's have the light beam choir come in. Here they come. You can feel their energies. So one, and to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen so you can actually sense the energy change. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you wish to have seconds, you can, or thirds. Because we just had a conference call today. I don't want anything. I'm still pretty full. But that's up to you. So here we go. Here comes some more of the energy. And it's like they're bringing over strawberries. So they like strawberries too. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I hope you people are all ready for a wonderful show tonight. We have our Q&A after this here in 1 hour. So I'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there someplace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here someplace, and good evening, everybody. Friday, April the 1st, and that was a nice little extra treat. Are we still up there, Ron, on the lake?
Yeah, you're still up there enjoying it, and we'll be coming back probably in about 5 minutes. So we can see, have everybody put their finger in front of their nose, have their body tell you where you are. Are you in the past or in the future or right now? So do your finger exercises, and we will ask for call-ins tonight. And that's for people who like to tell me what their experiences were when they checked their friends out and their self, and they were not in the present moment. So I'd like to have some people call in who have done their homework. Remember, we're grading you, and the ones who call in get A pluses. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
By their name.
Huh?
And a little star by their name.
Oh, okay, great. So we're on station 2 tonight, so the numbers are a little bit different. Probably Ron and I are on line A1 and B1, I think. So the next one after that to call in is 530-413-4520, 530-413-4520, and then the fourth line is area code 415, and the number is 287-0074. So if you did the finger exercise since the Wednesday show or the Monday show when Ron was asking for people to try it out and see what happened, please do give a call and let Ron know what you experienced. And whoever has a birthday this month, happy birthday. And Ron, while we're waiting for somebody to call, I can let you know what I did with that experiment, that homework, which was really interesting. It's so surprising how such a simple thing can really show you where you are in time. What I was doing was I found that if I put my arms straight out to the sides of me and put my fingers up in the air and then so that they were completely out of view and then brought both my fingers, and I'm doing it right now and feeling the shift, bring both my fingers slowly to the front of me, it makes me focus better. And it feels to me like I'm pulling myself back. And I think I may have mentioned that on the Monday show, but I've done it a whole bunch of times. And when I'm feeling a little distracted or daydreamy or just not fully present and I do that, it really helps focus back here and now. So that was what I was finding from the homework. I haven't had a chance to do it around groups of people so much that I can observe. So hopefully, it sounds like we have a caller, so maybe we've got someone on who did do that. So is somebody out there? Hello?
No caller's holding.
No caller's holding. Okay, so Ron, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yep.
Okay.
Well, anyway, nuts.
Huh?
Nuts. Nobody's calling in yet. Oh, boy. Boy. They must not have anybody out there listening to us tonight, huh?
Yeah, maybe they're playing an April Fool's on us.
Okay, so.
So, Marianne is asking what the call-in number is and the PIN just to call in and listen to BBS tonight. And I'm not sure what that number is. Let's have a look. We're station 2, and I am going to scroll up to the top of the page real quick. No, it's not on the page I'm looking at. Let's see. There's another number, 1-877-384-3257. I'm not sure if that's a call-in number to listen online. I'll try and find. Oh, somebody else has put it in. Okay, 712. Oh, there's a digit missing. 43-something-0075. Tom, if you have that extra little digit and you could retype, that would be great. so we have we have a few cake comments, Ron, from being on
okay.
the line. Chia says a lemon cake and also banana cream pie, I guess, and thank you.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And what I will say to people is that the fast chat, I believe, works with our Creation Lightship Healing. So if you happen to go on another show's fast chat, it won't show up in ours. So you need to go to Creation Lightship Healing. Because I happen to go on another night just for the heck of it and hit fast chat. And it was not our fast chat, but on the Creation Lightship page, the fast chat was for us. So if you do get on the fast chat and you don't have any responses, you're probably not on the right one. You're probably on somebody else's show. So I wanted to make that suggestion for everybody. So let's just do a clearing here. Let's do one for, let's do the infinite sadness clearings for some reason. You know, that seems to come up right now. And that's also on the website, a whole lifetime clearing. Very few people use this because it's not needed. Sometimes people have felt abandoned by their spirit because they're not connecting with it. And they don't know that they're supposed to connect to it themselves. They feel like they've been abandoned by, you know, their source energy or their spirit. with false beliefs, thinking that the spirit's going to, you know, jolt them or give them a thunderbolt, and they feel like they're lost because they have no connection. So that's why I put that healing up. Also for people who felt just abandoned by the light because they're stuck here, okay? So that's a big clearing. So here we go, and I think we may all feel that too. So we will do something here for, we'll do it for this year here up to now, for 2011. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Amy's asking if she can type in her homework results instead, and she's saying that she really loves checking it with her fingers, and that it works really well. So she's saying, I feel way more here and peaceful from it. So that is good.
Very good.
Yeah, so I'll just give the numbers out again in case anybody else would like to call in and let us know if they felt different or noticed anything from the finger exercise. And then maybe, Ron, when I've done that, you can describe this again, because I know there are usually more listeners on a Friday night, and there may be some people who didn't hear Monday and Wednesday's show. So the phone number, there are two phone numbers that I'll just give you guys one more time. The first one is 530-413-4520, and then the second one is 415-287-0074. So if you'd like to give a call, that would be great. And so, Ron, for anyone who missed the shows earlier in the week, do you want to just describe this exercise again and what it does and what it's for?
Sure, yeah. We made it a little different here. Normally, you could use two fingers. And if you do, you put your right finger, your index finger on your right hand pointing straight up, maybe a couple inches or so from your nose, and then you put your left finger, index finger, and you move. You just find out where it is, if it's located in front of you, alongside of you. It's like a body thing. You just stick your hand up. You don't think about where it's going to go. And if it's off the center to your left, you're in the past. And if it goes to the right off the center, then you're in the future. If it goes dead on in front of you, then you're right here. And if you move it slowly, you can actually feel and sense your body energy changing. It's really interesting. If you go slow, maybe you move your finger 6 inches, maybe 5 seconds to move 6 inches, okay? And just move over slowly. You're really going to feel your body energy change. So you can do it, if you wish, with one finger, with either your left or your right hand in front of you, about maybe, a foot and a half. And you don't have to use the other finger in front of your nose. So that might be easier for some people. And just have your body tell you where it is, because your body will tell you instantly. And you don't want to, attempt to put it in front of you, because that's, where you need to be. So, back to you.
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of beeps. Are you hearing those, Ron? Is anybody calling in?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So did you do
the homework? Yes, I did the exercise, the homework, and what I find is that I talked to an older lady in San Diego, and I connected her on my phone to her phone to Janina's talk for 34 minutes on the Internet. And then I did the finger exercise because I didn't want her to fall asleep, and I felt like I needed to enforce her. So while she was listening for 34 minutes, telephone to telephone, I did the finger exercise to strengthen her so she could get the message. And she did. She got the message, and she didn't fall asleep. And then afterwards, I asked her, and she said it was very impressive. She enjoyed the message a lot. She enjoyed knowing what we're doing. and she's very interested in our activities.
Interesting.
That's great.
Okay, I guess that's all I have. Thank you.
Have you done it outside, Larry, with groups of people around you?
Well, have I done it with groups of people?
Yeah.
No, I haven't done it like that. I've just done it on my own, and I felt like I was strengthened in the present moment, and I wasn't. I was in the past some time ago when I would do it, and then I was strengthened and stay focused in the present moment. And I think I'm pretty much there, you know, in the present moment. I don't have a lot of discrepancies there, so I think I'm doing much better. But it's a good gauge to find out where you are.
It really is. It's so interesting. It's so simple. But like Ron was saying, you really feel a shift in your body when you. At least I find when I start wide and pull my fingers back in. Have you been just putting your fingers in front of you, or have you been moving them around?
Well, I put my right finger in front of me, a few inches in front, and the left one should be about 12 inches behind that. And then then it just goes to the left if you're too far in the past, or it goes to the right if you're too far in the future, or if you just it goes where the Spirit's teaching you to be corrected. And then right behind the one behind the other, then you're perfectly in alignment with your now presence. So that's where we want to go. That's the goal where we have to be, and hopefully we're there. And also, if your spirit's in, like Ron was saying, is in a parallel planet, then you have to bring that back. I guess it's in the presence, but the present is sort of deformed because you're not focused. It's not here in the present, so that would sort of be an indicator too. If your finger sort of is weak behind the front one, that weakens out. That could be that your spirit's maybe in a parallel universe, and you have to bring it back. And you have different signals like that that you can pick up, which is very helpful to understand the nature of your being.
Okay. Well, thank you, Larry. I think we're having some phone troubles, and I have to hang up and be called back, so we'll be back in a sec. Thank you. Okay, so Ron, are you there?
Okay, I'm back again. Hello. So kind of got cut off here. So back to you, Carrie.
Hi. Okay, yeah, I did too, and I'm back, and I'm not sure if you were still talking or not. And Larry, are you still on, or have we lost Larry too? Yeah, okay, so I guess it's just back to us. So Larry, thanks for calling in and letting us know your experiences with the finger exercise. I'm going to try and see if I can do it in... I have a few social things this weekend, so I'll test it out around my friends and see what happens.
What everybody could do now, if you wish, is put your finger straight in front of you, your left hand or your right hand. Either one will work, but it has to be about a foot and a half, in front of you, typically. Well, a foot to a foot and a half. It depends how long your arms are, but we'll say a foot. And get it directly straight ahead of your nose. So you just your pointer finger, either left or right, index finger up. And then slowly maybe move it 3 inches to the left, 3 inches to the right, back and forth. And do it slowly. And you're actually going to feel like your body going through changes. It's really interesting, as you do this here. You don't have to look at your finger. Just by moving it, that 6-inch travel, your body feels kind of weird as you do that. It's kind of like maybe like driving a car on a bumpy road, sort of, or like a washboard, you know. And that's because you're traveling through different timelines. And remember, they have to bring you back to something that's here. So the scenes around you will look identical, but you will feel your body go through rock and rolling slightly. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, it's really strange. I feel almost, not quite queasy, but a little peculiar when I do it with my left hand and go toward the left, and then I feel kind of more spaced out, but my body doesn't feel so weird when I go off to the right. Very, very odd.
Maybe a caller came on.
Is somebody on? Hello? Maybe not, huh? So maybe since this sends us all around in time, Ron, you want to talk a little bit about the timeline crashing, clearing, in case there are some new people who met you at the expo who are listening for the first time or so. Because this, of course, is how another way or a way of clearing up the problem of being on multiple timelines, since we should not be. So did you want to talk a little about the timeline clearing? Are you still there, Ron?
Oh, we could do a little sample here.
Okay, great.
So the machines are great. And that's what I'd highly recommend. If you have an emotional problem, you can crash the timelines that you're being abducted by the aliens onto. So that may sound a little strange for some of you, but we'll do a sample here. And think of an emotional issue, everybody. This is your choice. Everybody has an emotional issue. You know, it could be fear, anger, sadness, like betrayal. It could be something like loneliness. We did earlier a healing for that. It could be lack of self-esteem, break. You know, all things are emotional. Probably pull out, you know, 50 of them, you know, for each person. But just think of one right now. Remember, this is how they get you. They get you from emotional energies. And remember, if you didn't have any emotions here, then you would not be abducted, because the aliens, you know, normally want you for the emotions almost all the time. So, you know, they got to find a reason to abduct you, to find you. They use your emotional energy of trauma, of stress or anything like that. Remember, the energy is just energy. And it doesn't matter if you're happy or sad. It's the same stuff. It's just energy. So it doesn't matter if it's plus or minus. We'll say energy is energy, and that's what they use. They want that for some reason. So here we go. Think of your particular issue, your favorite one, and I'll do four timeline crashes to release you from it. Now, naturally, some of these timelines are not crashed instantly, and some can take maybe an hour or so to do. And we're going to see if we can get your spirit to find one that may be crashing in the next maybe 10 minutes. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release you out of one of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's one timeline crashing. Second one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fourth one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so now you should start to feel your body changing slightly. And you could be on, you know, quite a few of these. I recommend doing typically at least maybe 10 of the same emotional issue. And you could do maybe see how your body is feeling and responding. And you can put four screens up on your monitor screen of the same particular emotional situation. And, you know, if you do like 3 hours of this here, that's quite a few. I think it's like 48 that you could crash in 3 hours, because they're about 15 minutes apiece. And you might realize that, you know, a lot of your stuff that you have is released. Remember, these things can get bled into this timeline here that you're living, and it can be like superimposed onto you. So you could be dealing with a lot of fear, not knowing where it's coming from, because these timelines are bringing forth fear of some situation because they're traumatizing you on the timelines with fear. You may not have any fear, you know, for the whole day, but yet maybe on these 50 timelines, they're doing this to you. So all of a sudden you feel fear inside of your body, not knowing where it's coming from. And for the newcomers, you may go, I don't know what this timeline stuff is, so but I can tell you, if you ever misplaced something, like your keys, or something's vanished into your room or your house, and then maybe, you know, maybe a couple weeks later, it mysteriously reappears. That's because it was on another timeline someplace, and it was brought back to you. So that's the positive part of that. The negative part is maybe you're living a timeline out there in the beyond, though, and you can't find it because it's actually here. But let's not go into that. That gets kind of freaky. We'll just use the other one that you brought it back to yourself. That's a little more positive sounding, but there is a way to help yourself out with all these negative alien stuff. But our website has it. We have alien attack removal. That's $30 for the month, unlimited usage for a whole month. And people put up the light beam and their favorite race of aliens that they believe is abducting them. And you start figuring out who they are once you start using it. And one of the more ones that people like to use that I get emails on that they like to put in are the ones that most people think are very, very sacred. One of those is Ashtar Command. The other one is the Great White Brotherhood. And unfortunately, people put that in, they have relief. So I'm not saying that they're bad. People have SITC. I'm getting results here. So you can try that yourself. So, and also you may want to put in the Pleiades, okay? That's one there. And also Galactic Federation, if you don't know for sure what it is, you can always type in something. But there's a lot of races posted there that people have discovered. I'm guessing there's probably about 100 races there. For some people, it might be mind-boggling. And you can also use unknown. The timeline crashing is $20 for a week, $60 for a month. And to be honest, if you did this for a month's time, you're probably going to feel really, really good about yourself, because they take all your issues and magnify them that many times. So if you have one issue here, and it gets amplified, you know, in 50 timelines, you know, that you have an amplification factor of 50 times. That's a lot. You know, that can cause you a lot of problems down here, plus they bleed through, and you wonder why you're feeling the way you are, and why you're feeling sadness, why you feel hurt, why you feel this, why you feel that, and that's because it's imprinting into you. So when you do release a timeline, you're helping out humanity here because they're being taken off that timeline also. Remember, you have lots of people, maybe your whole soul family's on that timeline. Maybe there's, you know, a couple million people on it. I'm sure that right now, since we have what's happening in Japan, there's a lot of fear. So I would imagine you could probably get rid of, by doing timeline crashing, just for fear, you might get half the people on this planet off that timeline, because that's one that they're using now a lot, dealing with that. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Carrie. So if you have any comments on the back chat, maybe.
Okay. Well, we do have a question from Stephanie about the timelines, and she's asking what it means or what are the implications when of a timeline being near or far away. When you talk about crashing them and the different lengths of time they take to crash or that kind of thing, what is the significance of the different lengths of them?
Okay, yeah, the timelines, we do have future and past timelines. Mainly when you go on this one, we're dealing with the ones that you're in right now. But you can, I believe, select future and past if you wish to. But the main thing is where you are now. Once you clear these out, then you want to check out maybe the past and future. Otherwise, remember, they're getting you some way, so you want to do the past also. And then naturally, remember, back then, when you were living in the moment, your future is what you're living right now. So remember, you were in the moment, and they programmed you for the future, and that future has come upon you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Heidi has a question from what you were saying about putting an emotional issue into that clearing. She's asking, how would we live without emotions?
Okay, well, is that about having no emotions? Is that what it was?
No, well, how would we live without them? In other words, what would our life be like without emotion? And she's probably wondering why we don't want them.
Well, no, I'm living without emotions. So you're just in the moment. You don't judge too much, okay? You just stay in the moment here. And that's just the way it is. I'll put everybody in the present moment right now. Here we go. So one, two, it's on the timeline, and then now on 0 point on the timeline that you're living on. One, two, three, four, and five.
Now, how does that compare, Ron, with when we do the mind-to-heart drop and get in the moment that way with what you just did?
Yeah, probably very similar. So here we go. One, this is the mind-to-heart drop, so I'll just count backwards so you can see what it feels like. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel more heart-centered right now, and it may not be much of a difference because you still should be you know, in your heart. But maybe being off of the timeline, if you're looking at having the energies not being in your heart center, but you can still be off the timeline not being in your heart. This is what the dark side does when they tell people to be in the now. So you're in the now in the mind energy, but you're not in heart energy with your spirit. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure what clearing happened, if it was a timeline crash or what it was, but Heidi is saying that she feels very weird now, and she says, this makes my head sway. I don't think what you did was good for me for some reason. So maybe you want to describe a little bit about what happens when a timeline crashes and that it that whatever you feel is going to come to an end.
Yeah, well,
bit about
your
what that
timeline
does.
Crash, remember, you are dealing with yourself coming back here. So that's great that you're having this experience. That means that you now know what it's like to be here. So you must be living most of your life, you know, not here. Otherwise, you know, and a lot of people feel the energies when you get back into the moment here. So this is good. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so changing gears a little bit right now. LOL is asking if we could crash addiction to smoking. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, addictions, and how to help with those.
Okay, I'll do an entity release. So here we go. We'll take out some entities. Our entities are what causes addictions normally. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Releasing some more entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so Heidi has an interesting follow-up question here. She's saying she's feeling a lot better. I feel very peaceful and quiet. And then she's saying, these are good emotions, right? Question mark. So maybe you can explain about discernment versus emotions.
Yeah, like good emotions. Good emotions and bad emotions, negative emotions, are all emotions. It's all an energy that's in duality, and you don't want to be in duality. So you want to be in peace versus in a duality of that type of consciousness. And so every one of those emotions will actually abduct you because you have to be in the present moment. And the present moment has no emotions. So it's peace.
Okay, so just kind of to sum it up then, an emotion is a form of judgment because it's a reaction to something. And if you're in your heart, in the moment, not in time, and at peace, you aren't going to react to anything. You're going to be more like an observer. So is there anything you'd like to add to that, Ron?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, that's what I always say. Yeah, so you don't want to react or be in duality. Remember, the darkness gave you duality so that you can be in emotions. That way you get bounced back and forth continuously from good and bad things. So you have to realize that's what duality is. So wherever you are in your life, your body always wants to try to be in the present moment. And so wherever you are, you will bring forth the opposite energy to you. First of all, light attracts light. And then at that point, the darkness will see you maybe having too much in your life. We'll just say that you, have too much money, and you get some more money, and that's great for you, and you're really happy. Then all of a sudden, the dark side says, hey, this person's way out in the positive end of things, in the duality, and now we got to have something happen to them to bring them back into a negative situation. And your body kind of follows that script, too, because it wants to be in balance. It doesn't want to have something that's too good or something too bad. It's the same situation. So it will bring something to you of the exact opposite, which means it could take away your money, your finances, because your body wants to be in the present moment. It doesn't want to be, you know, this yo-yo bouncing back and forth. And so that's the way it works. So you want to get more into the present moment to do your manifestation with heart energy. And then you're not in duality. Remember, the light never created duality. That's the darkness game. And that's the law of cause and effect. You know? So remember, you have a cause and you get an effect by it. In pure light energy, you just put out something. It is, in a sense, the same with the same wording of cause and effect, but it happens instantly. You're not hurting somebody to bring something to you. Remember, most New Agers, you know, the common thing is, oh, I put out to the universe that I wanted to have a parking place, you know, in front of, you know, a shoe store. So you put it out there, and you really want this parking place. You put a lot of psychic attack energy into it. And all of a sudden, the people that are in the shoe store or an adjacent store get hit with the psychic attack energy, and they go, man, we got to get the heck out of here. So they move their car, naturally, because everything works in time. The timing is perfect because the dark side sets up a perfect plan for you and for them to leave. And all of a sudden you pull up, and lo and behold, 100 foot ahead of you, the car pulls out, and you go, man, thank God, man, I pray every day, and I got my parking place. We just caused those people harm. Remember, the darkness causes harm to everybody. That's the law of cause and effect. And that's the law that they're talking about all the time now, the New Agers, about how your thoughts create your reality, and that is true. The thoughts are the darkest energies. So you're drawing something to you. You're doing spells on people, whether you know it that way or not, just a different way of saying it. To me, it's the same thing. You're putting a spell on somebody to move their car, and very sad. And that's the New Age philosophy here of how you want to attract things into your life by putting spells on people to get what you want. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I see an earlier comment from Heidi saying, what is this show all about? And so I just wanted to mention for you, Heidi, if Ron has hundreds of archived PBS shows, and also, well, actually, the BBS shows are the best ones where you can learn about this stuff, I think. And also on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, if you scroll down on the home page on the right-hand side, you'll come to a little white box that says Wiki for Wikipedia. If you click on that and go to the archives of all of last year, I think every single show has notes up there now, and you can go look in the most recent months of the end of last year, because the timeline crashing clearing hasn't been up for the whole of last year. And if you look at those notes, you will see the topics that are talked about, and you can go in and that way choose a show that's going to cover a topic that you're interested in or confused about or want to know more about. So, you know, anyone else who's new to this, that's a good way to get a little more clarity on what Ron is talking about, because it does get pretty sci-fi sounding when you're new to it, especially, and can be quite confusing and different from what most of us have learned or read about or been told for our lives here on the planet. So I just wanted to let Heidi and anyone else new know that if you're feeling confused about what Ron is talking about, there are lots and lots of archives that you can go listen to when you have a quiet hour and get a little more familiar with the topics. So, sorry, Ron, go ahead.
Getting your spirit more in your body. So that's what it's about. And what's keeping you from having your spirit with you, which is the darkness energies. That's in your body, it's in your genetics, in your cellular memory, and this is what you're living. You're living the life of all your ancestors, which is judgment. And you want to get into the present moment, and you need to have clearings, especially your whole lifetime emotional clearing, to help yourself out. And that's what this is about. So if you look at it as, I don't care about ascension, I've heard that for the last, you know, since the 70s, maybe the last 30 years, people talking about it. Well, what they gave you is false information, because you have to do like the teachings of Jesus, which is to clean your body out to have your spirit come into it. That's why he came. Very simple. The churches don't talk about that, though. They're just waiting for Jesus to save them. That's not the case. He doesn't do that. In fact, it's not done even right now. You have to do the work to get your body cleaned out, which is what he was doing, presenting healings for people, to have their body genetically cleaned out for ascension so the spirit can come into their body more. And naturally, most people are probably 20% if they're lucky in their body. And the more you're in your body, the better off you are, and then you become more conscious. You don't change your frequency, your vibration. That's another New Age myth that is not correct, because your spirit is all that you have. You don't raise frequencies. You don't do anything like that. You just get more connected to your spirit, and that's the way it is. You can't bring more light to you because your spirit already has the light. So nothing outside of yourself is going to help you. Everything outside of yourself is darkness. That's what the darkness, the aliens, chose to do. That's why they brought religions down here. That's why different churches feel different when you walk into them, because it's a different alien race or races of aliens, groups of aliens, a collective conscious of aliens abducting you during your church service. So this is what you have to realize, is that there is problems. And they brought the religions down here to separate you from your own source, your own spirit inside of you. It's very simple once you catch on to it. And that's what all these programs are about, is to help you become more conscious with your spirit and to have your spirit come into your body more fully. And that's what this program is all about. And it's very simple. If you listen to a few of the archives, and for most people who have who are searching, it takes about 10, you know, shows, we'll say 10 hours of listening to various shows, and you start to catch on. The newer ones, it might be a little scarier for the newcomers, because they talk about aliens. And, that's really where we are. That's what's here controlling us. But the older shows, maybe the last couple of years on back, might be a little different. and that might help you a little bit more. But just listen to them. There's a lot of archives, and like Carrie said, pick a topic there, the ones that are listed, or just pick one on blind faith. There's also some on the top of the website too, creationlightship.com. We got a Q&A also, a section there, and just trying to get your feet wet. And what will happen is the person you're going to start hearing this here, and you're going to go, wow, you know, I've never heard this before. It sounds right, but, you know, it's not what I've been taught. And then after you hear about, you know, your 10 shows, we'll say, you're going to realize that what you were taught and all those books in your metaphysical library are a lie to you. And you're going to realize you've been living the reality of darkness rather than the reality of light. And that can be a little traumatizing, especially when you try to release the mind energy that wants to have a grip on you from the aliens, because they're going to not want you to change, you know, your concept to go to the heart. And once you finally get heart-centered, then you're going to realize that what you've been listening to and what you found out so far in this lifetime through all of your searching, that there is some truth there, but they always tend to twist it. And, you know, the mind energy is darkness. That's why you have to go to your heart. And in the heart, there's no judgment. The source energy never judges you, but, you know, in a lot of the teachings, of most of the religious philosophies, God is judging you and watching over your shoulder, and that's definitely correct, because they want to scare you. They want you to be connected to them. So that stuff is true, you know. The Ten Commandments is kind of good. But, you know, you have to realize that there is some stuff in there throughout the Bible that is telling you that you got to fear God. And that is true. You should fear those aliens. So you can put aliens equal God. And in source energy, there's no such thing. You cannot connect to source energy at all. You cannot pray to it, and because you already have your spirit with you. So that's the difference in the Lightship teachings, what Jesus taught, is that you have it all with you. This is one book in your library, one page, one book, simple text, go within. And you will notice that, and a lot of the religions will talk about that, but it may be covered up by dogma. But they somehow manage to state that somewhere. But, you know, it's only a few words out of the millions that's in books. And remember, the words can attract you to those energies. Just having a book closed in your library, which is talking about something, is still going to resonate with you. It's still putting out energy. Just like walking in front of a place that has some type of bad vibrations, even though you're not inside of that location, you can actually feel it. So remember, those books have imprinted codings on the words. And the words, just like the Bible codes, you know, they're active. And you could be drawing those energies to you just by having a book. So you have to be very careful. It doesn't matter if you read it or not. In fact, you might just try it to go into a metaphysical bookstore, you know, if you want, and just kind of feel the energy of the books as you walk in front of them. And you can feel all those cordings of the different words on the book, you know, wanting you to buy a certain book from the aliens. Different aliens are trying to promote their books through their information in that book. Somebody channeled the information from an alien group and brought it in there. Remember, using mass mind, collective consciousness, this is what we live in here. This is the darkness. In the true light, there's no such thing. And the darkness did create the light of the darkness. This is where you go to when you die. You go to the light of the darkness. They kind of clean off your spirit, dust you off, and then slam dunk you back here into another body. So you pick the best of the worst parents that you can find, and you're back here living a lifetime again and again and again. And this is why you're listening to this program, probably because you don't want to have another forced reincarnation. And you have a chance to leave here every 2,000 years. So most people have been here 50,000 years. It means that you lost 25 ascension points. Are you going to miss the next one, making it 26. That's your choice. The darkness wants to abduct you some more, but the light does not care what you do, what your beliefs are, because it gives you free choice, free will. So you can choose darkness if you wish, just that it will corrupt more of the light. when you do so, and it's already, you know, contaminated that way, so it has to come around and try to find you from the darkness. So this is what happens. So when you do any kind of prayers outside of yourself, when you do global, you know, world meditations to bring in more light, anything like that, connecting with groups to bring in energies to help you or other people or to bring the earth spirit more energy, all you're doing is psychic attack energies on these people or the earth, and it's very detrimental to everything that you're connecting up with. Plus yourself, you're hooked up even stronger. So I hope I kind of answered the question of why we have this show on. It's a show like no other because most other shows out there are mainstream, even though DBS is not mainstream, but there's a lot of mainstream people on the DBS shows and other internet programs and all the books out there is stuff that they try to get people, give them good information. The people may be wonderful people, but they have not connected to true light yet because naturally they haven't did the ascension. So they all they know is the light of the darkness, and it can fool everybody. And this is why you're still here. If you would have done the ascension 2,000 years ago, you would not be listening to this program. That's fact. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Tina had a question just a little bit ago about darkness. She's asking, is there a difference between darkness and the light of the darkness?
Well, darkness, you know, is the energies, you know, that we're talking about. That would be the light of the darkness. So, yeah, when you talk about light and darkness, you know, the true light is not... Okay, most people talk about light and dark, and they're talking about the energy that would be in the light of the darkness because they don't know what true light is. All they know about is what people talk about with a near-death experience, that they went to the light and they came back. That's the light of the darkness energies. So you don't really know what true light is because your spirit has it, and most people don't talk to their spirit. And if that's the case, then you don't know what true light is because you'd never have done maybe the mind-to-heart drop to connect to it. And true light is strictly peace, non-judgmental energy. When you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or positive thought because there's no duality there. The light never judges its creations. Now, the Bible talks like the opposite of that. The Bible talks about you're being judged. And all churches know that you must have a good life, because you have to turn to God, and then they're going to judge you. And, you know, like, you know, are you going to be saved? Do you believe in Jesus? If you don't believe in Jesus, you're not going to be saved. So that's judgment right there. But true light doesn't judge you. And all it wants you to do is nothing. And it would like you, in a sense, to drop to your heart to be with your spirit, but it can't tell you that because it would be judging you. And the light can never channel through anybody. That's because we have words here, and words can have different meanings throughout time. And your only connection to the light is in your heart, never outside of yourself, doesn't channel through anybody, never will, and that's the way it is, because you already have it. So once you understand that, then you can realize that what's being taught out there with people giving information, and the information, like I said, could be valid, good information, just that you might have a twist in it where it hooks you up. So once you figure that out and you drop into your heart, then you can be peaceful. The source energy, you know, the true source, the true light energy is strictly peace. That's all that it is. So you're not going to feel the physical sensation when it comes in. You know, you're not going to feel, if I do a healing on somebody, you're not going to feel this thunderbolt of energy coming into you, shaking your body, rock and rolling you, and you go, man, I'm saved. No, it doesn't work that way. The light energy just takes away the imperfections of your spiritual blueprint, recreates you in a different blueprint of light, and that's the way it works. So no trauma, no drama, no physical sensations, just that you're healed. That's what Jesus said. Remember, you are healed, and that's what we do on this program. This is why we have all the clearings, only because people needed to have more things done to them. So there's more judgment in different arenas of life, so different areas of life. But the most important clearing is the emotional whole lifetime one. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, it's 7:55 here on the West Coast, Ron, so we probably need to wrap up pretty soon. So I just wanted to let everybody know, for those of you whose questions we didn't get to, and anybody else, of course, who wants to come on, Ron has his Q&A coming up in 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, something like that. And the phone number, and thanks, Marie R., for typing that in. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that's 9009, and then the pound sign. And so this is a conference call that Ron provides, first of all, on Fridays after the BBS show, where you can call and speak directly with him and ask any questions that you have. So that's coming up shortly, and it lasts about an hour. And anybody who is new can ask their questions first. And I know we do have several new people on listening to the show lately, so if you would like to come on and get some more questions answered directly from Ron, then here's your chance. So hopefully we'll hear from you tonight. And anything else you want to say in closing, Ron? I have 56 now.
Yeah, so we'll see you on the call. You can use a fast chat if you like, if you want to get on that too. And, you know, we'll have somebody read the questions, or maybe you could tonight if you have time, Carrie.
Sure, yeah.
And I believe next Saturday we're starting our healing marathon, probably going, you know, for the 4 hour, then we'll do the 8 hour calls again. So I'll be getting an email out probably first of the week here. So everybody, hope to see you on the Q&A coming up. Just call in, and we'll try to get the people in the back east first, since it's later their time, and then we'll move over to Pacific time. So hope to see you on. Blessings, everybody. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. Go to the Lightship maybe for the first 20 minutes of the show, where you can enjoy some healing from the light beams. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. See you in a few, everybody. Blessings.